Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where we're here with Jane Foley, who's an FX, or senior FX strategist at Rabobank. How are you today, Jane?
Very well. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm rejoicing because I've read the headline today that the Bank of England saved 250,000 jobs after the Brexit vote. That is amazing. I don't know how they worked it out, who they got to calculate that, but a great figure, a great result for Mark Carney.
Well, he calculated that himself on the Bank of England's analysis using the output price gap. But clearly, one thing that the bank did say, which many other economists are saying, is that one thing that economists did certainly get wrong over the last 6 months was the UK consumer. The UK consumer, it was considered, was likely to save more in times of uncertainty and to spend less. But no, the UK consumer has carried on consuming, has been borrowing to fund that consumption. And that is one of the main reasons that we've seen much better than expected results over the last 6 or so months.
It's not just the UK consumer, because I was actually listening to Radio 4 this morning, as I sometimes accidentally do, and there was somebody on there who was an exporter. I don't know, it was Christmas cards or whatever, something like that. And they were saying that, the weakness of the pound has made everything fantastic for us.
Well, certainly, I think for some exporters, that was one of the things. Now, this was picked up, of course, in the UK November trade data, that the weakness of sterling had probably helped with UK exporters to the EU. But of course, the trade picture is far from simple. And of course, one of the other perhaps not so attractive factors is the whole idea of cost. And of course, as sterling goes down, for many exporters who import produce, raw materials, for instance, the sterling effect could be a bit of a more complicated factor. And of course, this morning we do have the consumer price inflation. We'll get a little bit more of an idea of how much sterling weakness is affecting costs. And of course, for the consumer, as inflation goes up, well, that acts as a tax hike on his income. So this is likely to be something which could potentially slow consumption into this year.
But it's one of those things that hasn't really come through yet, these price hikes. In many areas, you're still getting the post-Christmas sales, etc. Is this a ticking time bomb that's going to hit us later in the year and the prices just go up in hockey stick fashion on the chart?
Well, in some sectors, we're already beginning to see prices. Certainly some supermarkets have said for some goods that the impact of sterling is already having a factor. We've seen it for other manufacturers of different produce too. And actually, the fear of rising inflation could be one of the reasons that consumers have potentially brought forward purchases. It could be one of those reasons that consumption has been strong. But I think for anybody who's been perhaps looking at booking a holiday, certainly those costs are coming through and will continue to come through. And most economists anticipate that on the back of the weaker pound, inflation will carry on rising into the middle of this year. And I think by the middle of the year, most consumers will have felt the impact of higher prices in one form or the other.
Right, you are a senior FX strategist, so it's impossible to leave the conversation without discussing the situation as far as the sterling is concerned. We dipped below $1.20 to start the week after Prime Minister May's comments, where we're going from hard, almost to extreme Brexit now. She's going to be speaking again later today. Every time she opens her mouth, it seems to be a good opportunity to go short of the pound. Is that going to be the case for much longer?
Well, sterling has ticked up a little bit into this speech. Perhaps it was just a little bit oversold, but you're right. The reason that sterling has sold on the back of May's speech is this was just over a week ago, and also back in October. And those were because, of course, she associated her Brexit plan with that of a hard Brexit, no access to the single market. Now, one of the factors this year that's also been weighing on the pound is just the uncertainty itself, the fact that she's been accused, or the government has been accused, of having a muddled view of Brexit. And I think that's why she's hoping to bring some clarity today. She's going to set out, we're told, a 12-point plan. Now, if she manages to bring clarity, well, that could actually help sterling take away some of the clouds of uncertainty. But in all likelihood, I think as we approach the start of Brexit, I think the markets and consumers alike are going to become a little bit more aware of the complexities of the issues at hand, and that I think could mean that sterling is a vulnerable currency for quite some time yet.
But if let's say for today everything is clarified that we know we're out of the single market, forget the customs union, forget everything. It's a clean break, no bits left. Would that finally put a floor in sterling, you think?
I don't think so. I think if we had knew for sure that we were having a very, very hard Brexit, I think sterling could certainly fall further.
Jane Foley, Senior FX Strategist at Rabobank, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.